This is WSKG News. There was renewed attention on Medicaid this summer when Congress was considering plans to replace the Affordable Care Act. Medicaid is the government-funded health insurance plan that covers people with low incomes and disabilities, as well as many elderly people. New York is in the middle of a redesign of Medicaid. To enact it, government-funded not-for-profits around the state have started pilot programs, in part to reduce expensive emergency room visits. And one idea to do that in the Southern Tier is to use a mobile crisis unit. That's when mental health workers go out on certain emergency police calls. WSKG's Brett Jaspers tagged along.
Good morning, Sarah Harding. Mobile crisis is in service.
Great. How are you doing, lady?
I'm good.
Sarah Harding has a police radio and a bulletproof vest and checks in with dispatch as she starts her day. But she's not a police officer. Harding is a clinical social worker. She works for the Mental Health Association of the Southern Tier. Harding goes on police calls when a person might be having a mental health crisis.
81 Chenango Street, the bus terminal, I've got a 26-year-old that wants to harm himself.
Okay, can you let the officers know that I'm on my way?
Yep, I'll let them know.
Thank you.
Sometimes people are a bit wary of speaking with her.
They see you coming in, who's that, what's that for? And then the police will explain, this is a social worker. We're trying to, you know, help people and meet people where they're at and find, you know, the resources in the community to help.
Maybe the person needs some kind of support with housing, bills, or medical care. Or maybe the person simply needs someone to talk to. Captain John Chapman with the Binghamton Police Department says they're seeing an increase in calls related to mental health issues. Harding's help is welcome.
She's more expert in that field than we are, and she may see signs that maybe this isn't necessary to take these steps with somebody that we might have done just because we were trying to be careful.
In other words, just to be careful, an officer might take someone, willingly or not, to Binghamton General Hospital's CPEP unit. That stands for Comprehensive Psychiatric Emergency Program. The big picture is the state wants to avoid unnecessary hospital visits and free up Medicaid dollars for other things. From 2009 to 2014, New York's Office of Mental Health spent almost $2 million Medicaid dollars for CPEP visits in Broome County. That's where Harding's new position comes in. By doing in-the-field triage, Harding can keep a person from going to CPEP unnecessarily. From December through April, Harding's mobile crisis calls diverted 45 people from CPEP, about three-quarters of her visits.
Mobile crisis isn't real.
Emily Pape works for Care Compass Network, a not-for-profit working with the state on the Medicaid redesign. Pape says the goal is a 25% reduction in emergency room visits overall. Another goal is teaching people about alternatives to the emergency room.
Mental health and substance abuse services are really complicated in that there are lots of different services, and it's not always obvious how to access them or what would be useful at any given moment.
It was one of those given moments when Chris Ramey got help from Mobile Crisis. Ramey was at work in Binghamton, upset with people in his personal life and going through a breakdown, he says. A friend called for help, and Harding showed up.
I just started to explain to her what was going on, and I mean, I showed her exactly what was going on, pictures and messages.
Now Ramey's in regular contact with Harding, along with one of her coworkers. The whole experience has been an eye-opener, he says.
Because there's more support out there if you're looking for it, if you need it.
Ramey doesn't have a therapist, though, and Mobile Crisis's ability to follow up is limited. Harding hopes the program eventually gets more staff.
I mean, I really believe in this, you know, and I actually downloaded the scanner app on my phone. So on my way home, I'll listen. If I'm not too far out, I would go back.
If Harding isn't on, CPEP has its own mobile crisis unit it can deploy, and police officers themselves are going through mental health trainings. So far, about 50 officers from around the county have been trained through the Crisis Intervention Program. Brett Jaspers, WSKG News.